Hello, listeners. Welcome to the Carrum Cricket Club radio show on Radio Carrum. My name's Peter Ridgway. I'm club coach at Carrum Cricket Club. And joining me tonight, we've got the same panel 2 weeks in a row, possibly for the first time ever in the history of the cricket show. So welcome to First 11 player and Vice President Corey Foster. How are you going, Corey?
Good once again. Thanks, Peter. Thanks for having me on for another week.
It's gone pretty quick, hasn't it? Doesn't feel like it's 7 days since we were here.
Very quickly.
Senior cricketer and social media manager, Steve Watling. How are you going?
Yeah, very well, Pete. Thanks for having me on here again.
Good to see you. And Dylan Ridgway, junior cricketer, senior cricketer, person about town. How are you, mate?
Good. Good to be here.
Good to see you, Dil. Okay, let's get quickly into some reports. Dil, lead us off with the junior report.
Under-10s are right now playing down at Carrum. Roydor Reserve number one, that is Carrum 1 versus Carrum 2 in the under-10. So they all look, they look good in their new T-shirts.
They look splendid, mate, in those yellow shirts.
And they all look like they're having fun, so if you're a bit bored at home, get down and watch the under-10s. The under-12s are playing...
Just before you leave, there's some club stalwart names out there. Thompson, Notman,
Kirk.
Good stuff, Kennedy's.
The under 12 A's, which is the first under 12 team, tomorrow morning against Carrum Downs at Thompson Oval in Carrum Downs. 12 B, which is Jack Thompson's under 12 team, he's coaching them. Long Island versus Carrum at Ballon Park South Oval number 2. Sunday morning, the under 14s host Seaf Tigers down here at Roydor Reserve, and unfortunately, the under 16s match has been forfeited due to Rye not having enough players. So,
very disappointing, Rye.
Yep, a bit disappointing, but...
Fancy forfeiting a game of cricket, that's just not on.
No.
And under-14s are coached by, have we announced that last week or not?
Sturlo
Hollingsworth. Ooh. Makes his debut as junior coach tomorrow.
Apparently he asked the boys last night, what time do we get here for the game? And they said 8:30, and the look on his face was, 8:30? Like, what the...
So, he should be used to that. He's used to early mornings. He's a plumber. He'd be up at 5 every morning.
Little kids are waking as well.
Two little kids.
Yeah. No, he should be up. No worries.
He's a busy man. He's about to get busier. But it's fantastic to have you on board, Sturlo. So good luck to all the juniors.
Good luck to all juniors, yeah.
Yeah, and the 14s as well with your coaching debut. Thanks, Dil. And you'll be back in a minute with the 3rd 11 match report. Corey, how'd the first 11 go last week?
Yeah, no, we went well. We had a good start to the year, which is the first time in a while that we've started off round one with a win, I think. I was trying to think back, and it was probably almost before I was consistently playing ones to when we last had a win in the first grade in the first round. So that was great. The way it went down was really pleasing as well. So we once again won the toss, so 2 from 2 this year, including practice match and real cricket.
Good.
Always good. So we started off, chose to bat, not bowl. This is another good decision.
Good. Two goods in a row.
As you said, you only, if you think about bowling, that's where it stops. You just think about it. Yeah. You don't ever do it. So we batted first. Johnny Mitchell and Hayden Moulton opened us up again, got us off to a great start. Didn't lose a wicket till we hit maybe 24, so it wasn't the best start. But then we got to 62. Pretty solid batting from Hayden Moulton. He got to 41 and unfortunately got stumped, just misjudged one from the spinner, but he was looking really good. If you had asked me on when he was on 30 what he'd make, I would have been pretty happy to put money on him to get over 50, but he fell just short.
And he was starting to go up a gear, which was what was needed at that time of the game, I guess.
One day game, 40 overs. So once you've been in there for a while, you look to sort of push it on, which he did. And unfortunately, he lost his wicket at 41, but that's a good innings from H. Hopefully he can be really consistent this year in the top of the order there, and we can rely on him to make runs each week. Mitch Allen, first game back for Carrum Cricket Club. He had a little partnership with Hayden as well, where they were making quite a few runs, but suffered the same fate. Got stumped as well. Same spinner, I believe. So a good little combination for Frankston YCW there. But those boys were obviously trying to push on. Jake D'Archery went out there. He sort of played just a solid role, and Josh Dent followed in quickly behind him. Josh Dent from the word go was looking amazing. It was vintage Josh Dent.
Was a new Josh Dent, I reckon.
It was a new Josh Dent. Very attacking, walking down the pitch to bowlers. Using the wind was one thing that I noticed by the time I got out there with him. He picked up which way the wind was going, and he was stepping well outside his off stump just to hit
with
blokes,
the wind.
Hit blokes,
yeah.
Straight over mid-wicket. So
common sense.
Him and Jake batted sensationally and put on about 77, I believe. So
Exactly 77.
Yeah, I just spotted that. So that's a great partnership. That's the highest partnership so far this year that the boys had. Jake then went out. He was caught. He was trying to get a move on as well. I joined Josh at the crease for a bit. We put on 43.
Yeah. I need to have that on my list. I missed that one.
Not on the list. But, yeah, it was good fun batting with Josh, actually. He was just on fire. And then towards the end, he started to get a bit tired, he reckons. But I think he was just letting me face a few balls, which was nice of him. Brettie came in and made one not out for a grand total of 199 runs, which is really good going out on Roy Dawe Reserve.
40 overs on Roy Dawe. That's was good to have that in the bank, wasn't it?
Certainly was, and much needed, I think, because by the time Frankston YCW came out, they had an opening batsman who was willing to put us to the sword early on. He was moving at a very quick strike rate. He batted till about the 30th over, and went out on 83. They were well ahead of the run rate at that point in time, and Brett getting his wicket was key to changing the game, really. We had a good little five-minute period where we got a wicket with Brett, got another wicket, we got a run out, and things just started to happen for us, and everyone's mood lifted, and from that point on, we were able to contain their runs really well. So at one point, they were probably about 1 for 145, chasing 199, probably 10 overs or so to go, so they were looking really good. All of a sudden, went from 145, 3 for 147, 4 for 148, 5 for 153, and then they all of a sudden started to cramp up a bit, and we were able to hold them to a grand total of 180, so 19 runs in the bank. It was a good effort. It was a really good effort by the bowlers just to try and tie them up. Brett Moulton bowled fantastically well. He got 3 wickets. Tommy Bergdorf also got one, but Brett's 3 for 38 off 10 was really good bowling. He had the little leggies coming out perfectly. Boozer Graves did a fantastic job, none for 48 off 10. Jake the Archery tied him down well. The skipper, none for 31 off 10. So all in all, great effort by Karam to start off with a win for the year.
Yeah, good fight back too when you were looking like you're in trouble.
Yeah,
when you were bowling, but good old Karam line character got us home.
Yeah, and it was good that we didn't give up, or didn't look to sort of, not that you would give up, but didn't get sort of negative out there.
Yeah.
1 for 145, chasing 199, you'd probably be forgiven to think, geez, we're stuffed here. But everyone just kept saying, no, come on, boys, this will be the over, we get a wicket, this will be the one. And all of a sudden it did happen, and then the belief built, and the other team were on the back foot, and that did the job.
Absolutely. The last five overs, you looked in complete control, to be honest.
Yeah, it was really professional out there in the way Jake was sort of organising everyone. Everyone knew when that to, because we had a left-hand, right-hand combination out there as well, so everyone knew when that to move in the field, and we were always swinging changes and moving it so that we were protecting boundaries where we thought there was a risk, and worked out really well. So hopefully it's the start of a good run for us for the year, and we can build off that first win.
Yeah, and congratulations to Jake, captaining a win in his first official game at the club.
100%.
First official game as captain, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's great effort.
Good stuff. Man of the match?
Oh, gee, man of the match. I think it's hard to go past Josh Dent. it's really hard to go past the fossil. He batted really well. His strike rate, even though they didn't count the balls, I think he was telling me he must have faced around about 55 balls for his 73 at about 5 o'clock when we came off.
Yeah.
And then later on at Freddy's, I think at about 8 o'clock, Foss was telling me it's probably only about 35 balls.
Yeah.
The story is, by now it was probably strong. 20.
Yeah.
But no, he was hitting them really well. He hit a couple of really big sixes. The boys were absolutely pumped watching him batting.
Yeah.
So.
And look, it was he took the game on. He said this is a score to be made, and this is a score to be set up in a game to win, and he really took the game on. So well done, Josh. It was fantastic to have you back in form.
Indeed. Man of the match.
And a bit of irony, because last week we mentioned that it was the first radio show we'd gone through without actually mentioning his name.
Yeah, he's obviously taken it.
And they were all over him.
Yeah. No, he must have heard he didn't get a mention, thought he'd better do something. So and he's keep it coming for us. Keep it up.
One of our loyal listeners. We had 65 listeners last week, which is pretty good for our first show.
Not bad. We'll keep building.
That's more than players we've got at the club, so someone else must be listening. Thanks, Corey. Steve, you had the pleasure of being with the second 11 for the day.
I did. So we played Frankston YCW down there in Frankston, won the toss and also had a bat, which is always a good start. Boys started off really well. We had sort of a target of not losing too many wickets in the first 20 overs and not really worrying about the run rate at that stage. And we did well. We got to 20 overs with one down, which was perfect. So Cam Black and Jason Cookson opened the batting. Campbell batted really, really well, really sensibly, took his time, looked for the loose ball, and got 43 before he got himself out. So it was a really, really good effort, really, really good knock. Him and Jack Thompson put on
36,
there you go. I wasn't trying to add that up too quickly. 36 for the second wicket, which really put us in a good spot coming into those last sort of 15 overs. Yeah, and then so Jack made 20 when he got out trying to increase the run rate. That brought myself to the crease, and Campbell kept on going and eventually got out again trying to increase the run rate a little bit. So, yeah. And that needed to happen. We were 1 for 44 after 20 overs, so
yeah.
we needed to do that.
Well batted, Campbell. And he did some work during pre-season. He's changed his technique a bit, so reward for hard work, Campbell. Well done.
Yeah, good work, Campbell. So in the end, we made 9 for 125 with a few fairly good performances down the order. Jason Bayliss got 15 not out, hitting at the end. Harry Nahal came in, was told by Jason, just block it out for a couple of balls so we don't give them an extra over, and came out and hit one bounce over the fence,
yeah.
Four, which...
Runs on the board,
was,
Harry,
was
well
good,
done.
Was good. So he got 7 not out, and, yeah, so Rocker got 10. So, yeah, all around, pretty good effort to start with, we thought.
Slow outfield.
Very slow outfield. It was very, very hard to hit a boundary out there. Look... Probably a few runouts we didn't need because we were taking on the field, but 125, we were pretty confident,
yep,
with that score. When we bowled, we opened the bowling with Rocker and Zane. So Rocker bowled really, really well with very little success. So he got none for 22 off 9 overs. Really kept them tight at the start. Yeah. It was really, really impressive.
Yep, that's inside the run rate too for his over. So well done.
Zane struggled a little bit, but went at 5 and over, so it's not too bad. Glenn Maher came on and bowled really well, kept them down again. The first 20 overs was very much neck to neck, so they, I think, had 1 for 46 after 20 as well. So it's 2 runs in it, same wickets down. We were still pretty confident there. And then they had a couple of boys come on and bat well in the last 10 overs.
Yeah.
And took us apart. We let the pressure off a little bit and they got past us with 2 overs to go, unfortunately.
Yeah, good game though. It was always going to be in the balance and it was there to be won, but it was always going to go to the wire. So
yeah, look, it was a good
test. Some good stories, yeah. Some good bowling figures and Campbell's batting and Tomo's batting.
And look, big positive, the fielding was outstanding.
Yes.
Everyone moved really well, backing stumps up, backing each other up. Campbell got a direct hit run out for cover, which was a great piece of fielding.
We're calling them inspirational acts this year, fielding acts. That's one of our team targets, so Campbell certainly ticked that box.
So that lifted the field when that happened. Yeah. So that was a good piece of fielding. And look, overall, as much as we lost, there were some really, really good performances in there, some positives for the club. And the fielding is something that I noticed the most. The improvement in there is something I thought we needed to do, and we really have stepped up with that.
Yeah, it certainly looked like that too. I saw probably 10, 15 overs in the middle, and I thought you were edging on top, and your body language in the field was outstanding, actually. So well done, twos. Close but no cigar, but lots of good stories. Dill, you played in the threes?
Yeah, we travelled down to Main Ridge. Probably the smallest ground on the peninsula, if not one of them, the old top oval at Main Ridge. Lost the toss, they batted. Opener, one of them got 40. One of them was probably 100 and maybe just shy of 100. And Dell accidentally took him out as in he was running back towards keeper's end and Dell was receiving the ball and just was not moving and the bloke just ran into him and
hurt himself.
Did his knee, but he came back out and ended up making 122 not out.
Retired hurt, then came back and smashed it.
Yep.
Get him out, knock him out?
Yep.
We were talking about beware the wounded batsman last week so that's another prophecy.
He made 122, he was just smashing them around everywhere, just hitting sixes and fours, couldn't really get him out.
Good over to do some smashing.
They had another bloke make 50 and another bloke make 30, so they are all could hit the ball, but Dobby opened the bowling. The skipper, Daniel Dobby, took 2 for 69 off 9, and he actually bowled well. Like we only bowled 4 extras for the whole game.
Yeah, good. The bowling was fine.
It's just they were whacking balls off middle and off, and as soon as it was short or off a length, they would just punish it. Sean Davies also put the bowling, none for 44 off 6. Ryan Mitchell came on and bowled a treat, 1 for 22 off 6. He was just landing him in the right areas. On that ground, it's just...
Yeah,
it was pretty good to watch. Matt Dobby, none for 46 off 5. Max Lafay bowled really well. He bowled 1 for 8 off 4 overs, and then his last over went for 20. So 1 for 28 off 5, but
unlucky.
He had the big bloke swinging away in the one of the last overs, so Maxi bowled really well. And Sammy took 1 for 18 off 3 overs, so he bowled well as well.
Who's Sammy?
Sam Ridgway.
Oh, okay, cool. Good job,
that'd
Sammy.
Be your son.
Okay.
Your brother.
Got to make sure we have people's surnames.
So they made 281, and we weren't...
Big run chase.
Yep, we weren't dropping our heads, but we're going to have a crack. Opened up with Darren Kane and Blake Ray. They made about 10 each and then threw their wickets away. Will Dwyer came at number 3, made 2.
Two on debut.
Yeah. Just trying to hit the cover off every ball and got onto about 1. That was about it. Couldn't make the boundary line, but then went out the next ball,
Needs a smaller ground, doesn't he?
Needs to hit the gym, old Willie D, I think. Working bee this weekend might help your guns out, I reckon, Will.
Sledge, bang.
Oh, well. And a few fines for Will as well, a few drop catches. Could not field the ball all day, but we'll just leave it there.
All right, but we want him to play, so we won't destroy his confidence too much.
Daniel Dobby came in and just whacked him around. I think he was just punishing them. He only got 33, but he was hitting them hard and then just threw his wicket away stupidly before drinks. Me and Dobby came together, though, about 10 hours before drinks and put on... 48.
Yeah. Well
so
done.
We batted well together, and then he stupidly threw his wicket away. Not long after drinks, I dismissed for 18, and then Dal and Sean Davies were batting. Me and Dal batted for a while, but Dal was the real highlight. Made 76.
Yeah.
Just batted well. Like we wanted to bat him higher at 3, but he was injured, but he didn't really show that.
Makes a good comeback once he gets out there.
And he's in a good vein of form, Dale, because he finished the year well last year. Yeah. And he's made 2 big scores on Dennett Main Ridge. So
if he
should be pushing up the grades.
If he had batted higher, I think he would have made...
Triple figures?
Yep.
Ooh, wow.
Batted well. That's
really
good.
And I think him and Ryan put on...
They put on 44. Dulles and Ryan.
And I think Max and Ryan also put on about 40 as well.
Max and Dallas put on 45.
Yeah, so there you go. Yeah. And so they batted well as well.
Some good partnerships there. Awesome.
Maxi, smoked his last ball and straight to the bowler and caught it one hand. But Maxi, he looks good,
Yep.
Bowled well, fielded exceptionally, and looked good with the bat. Just tried to hit the last ball as hard as he could and straight to the bowler. So.
Unlucky.
So what was your final score, did you say, your batting score?
8 for 175.
And batted your overs? Obviously against a bigger, stronger opposition. We had we had 4 juniors or something in that team, didn't we?
1, 2, 3, 4, and plus Sean Davies, who's just come up from the...
So really, 5 juniors. And
plus Will Dwyer, who's just 18.
He acts like a kid.
He's a kid.
He's a kid. He's a man. Good effort.
Good performances by the young boys in the threes there, by the sound of it.
Absolutely. There was some pretty good performances all around. And I had the pleasure of seeing a fair bit of the fours. from the close position of fielding in gully for the first 15 overs.
With the whites on?
Yes, with my white T-shirt on. I wasn't expecting to play cricket, Corey, so who knows where my white pants...
Trying to give the listeners a full, story.
Waiting for the president to turn up and take his spot, but eventually he got there. but what a pleasure it was, because I saw the debut of a rising star, young Deegan Vokes, at his first ever bowl in senior cricket. A dot for his first ball, clean bowl to Blake with his second ball. Opening batters, by the way, we were none for when Deegan came on. Third ball a dot, fourth ball a wicket. So on his debut, he had 2 for none off 4 balls. So
double wicket maiden
on his first.
Good effort.
Bad start.
Very good.
So
start.
Welcome to senior cricket, Deegan, and it was a pleasure to be part of that. Harmon got a wicket, and then Bully came on and took 3 for as well. And Jack Bayliss bowled well; he got a wicket. And at one stage, I think the opposition were 9 for 90-odd, and things were going gangbusters. But their last wicket put on a bit of a stand, and they got to about 136, and that was just a little bit too many for our team. We had mostly kids in that team, and just didn't have the firepower to make that many runs. And I'm trying to think who top score was in that game with our batting. I'll get
your
back.
Top bat scorer would have been Kevin Bull with 13, I believe.
Kevin Bull with 13. So he's taken 3 wickets and taken 13. But he's not getting man of the match. Deegan Vokes gets man of the match in that game.
Vokes also, he made 10 and obviously bowled exceptionally well.
Deegan made 10.
He made 10. So there was a few around that 10, 11, 10, 13... a few contributors there.
So
Keenan Wallace batted for 16 overs as well, I think.
Yeah, no, he's doing well, Keno. So that's last week's games. We'll move quickly to selection for this week. And it's an interesting week of cricket. We have a few unavailables, unfortunately, but first 11, strong first 11, and they're going to set up a win for us. Hayden Moulton, Johnny Mitchell, Ryan Dyer, Jake D'Archery, Dylan Steed, Brett Moulton, Tommy Bergdorf. Welcome back up into the one, Steve Watling. Good
Steve,
to have you back in there, Steve, fellow radio host. Rocket Brown returns to the ones. And congratulations to Jack Thompson, who is having his first game in the ones. So well done to you, Jack.
Tomo,
well done.
And Jason Bayliss came over to our club last year, and we assigned...
2 years ago.
2 years ago. Last year we made him fours captain.
Oh, no, maybe it was last year.
He did a great job with the kids. This year he wants to play a higher grade, and we've snuck him up into the ones. So well done to you, Jason. You bowled a treat at training last night, so I'm sure you'll go well tomorrow. At the moment, we've got a second 10, not a second 11. The coach has to meet with the chairman and selectors after the radio show. And
people, aren't they?
We're going to sort this team out. Yeah,
it'll be an interesting meeting then.
We also need to talk
could
to
do
the,
it live.
We need to talk to the captain of the twos as well. So Donny comes back to captain his second 11, and we know he does a great job with that. So good to have Donny back. Jason Cooks and Corey Jenkins, welcome back to Stirling Hollingsworth for his first game of the year. Glenn Maher, Benny Kinder goes up from the thirds.
Must have been an impressive display as vice captain of the fourth for Benny Kinder.
Benny Kinder wasn't in the thirds. He was in the fours.
He's jumped from fours to twos. That's right.
Gone for a big jump.
And he's cooked the Thursday night dinner twice in a row too, hasn't he?
Apparently he reckons that might be the main reason why he's made it into the twos. He reckons his snags and burgers have been pretty good. So he figures that he's been rewarded for his good form on the barbecue and made his way into the second 11.
So he stays on there, try to get a game in the ones.
That's it. Yeah, well, if we have I feel at stake next week.
If you see a bunch more fourth players running into the kitchen next week, you'll know they're trying to get a game in the twos.
Roast chicken and Grange to wash it down, maybe, Benny.
Yeah.
Zane Wagner, Harry Nahal, and here's some exciting news. Ryan Mitchell, son of Johnny Mitchell, club stalwart,
and you're on.
Is being promoted from thirds to twos. And we've had a few changes since last night, and well done to Dylan Ridgway. He's moving up into the twos.
And well done, Dil.
We've got a bit of movement here, so we're not naming the 11th person here yet. It's a bit complicated. Third 11, Daniel Dobby, captain, according to your mentor, you did a great job last week, Daniel, so keep that up. Dallas Power, Sean Davies, Darren Kane, Matt Dobby, Jake Simpson, Keenan Wallace, Jesse Holt, Max Lafay, Sammy Ridgway, and probably Ben Jenkins.
Just waiting, juniors.
Just waiting for a return call from Ben Jenkins. And emergencies, waiting on calls, Deegan Vokes and Murray Williams. Unfortunately, we have to forfeit our fours this week, but they'll be back bigger and stronger next week. So just quickly, Steve, you're in the ones. How are you going to go?
Yeah, hopefully fairly well. Be nice if I didn't have to do too much this weekend coming and we have a bat and sit and watch the boys make some runs.
Yeah, excellent. It's a bit, I mean, we do have a few outs, but it's a very strong batting order. I mean, any batting order that has Brett at six can make big scores. So
definitely.
I think we're, even with that many people out, it's good that there's a few boys coming in that are capable of playing and it's good depth in the club.
Yeah. And we've well and truly batted our overs in our practice game in our first round. So 80-over game. If we win the toss and bat, let's bat our overs. If we lose the toss and bowl, we'll bowl Dramana out. Simple game.
Yep.
Simple game when you put it like
aim.
That, isn't it?
That's the aim. Dramana had a pretty good showing last week, so it'll be a good challenge for the boys, I think.
Yeah.
That's good.
Well, the mood here is good, so we'll go into the game with confidence.
I want to be the best.
Congratulations, Dylan. You're in the seconds. How do you think the seconds are going to go?
Hopefully successful, but never know. Let's hope we get a win.
Now you'd be in that
don't
team.
Know much about Germanos or our twos, really.
So. No, I can't.
Well, there's some people in there that you haven't played with before, so who are you most excited about playing with?
Probably Donny, I reckon.
Yeah.
And
because?
Just growing up watching him around the club and yeah, someone just to look up to as a batsman, and I can be good to play alongside him, and also Ryan Mitchell to share our first twos game together.
Yeah, that's pretty special actually, for Johnny and for your dad as well. So that's to see the two lads playing their first second 11 game together. That's awesome, and I'm sure the threes are gonna put their best foot forward. And Dallas Power is in such a rare vein of form.
Anything
I
could
might
happen.
Back him in. For 100.
Oh, geez. Ooh,
big call.
Wow.
Hit record button on that one, Marcus. We got that. Got it. Beautiful. We'll just play that snippet next week if he gets up.
And wowee, would that be fun to see Dallas make 100.
So absolutely.
That's the teams.
Good luck to all teams.
Absolutely. Corey, social report.
Social report? Yeah. Look, last week we had a good social night at Freddy's. It was a success. We had a good turnout. Thanks everybody who came along. Thanks very much to Freddie for having us there for the night. He was really happy to see so many Karam cricketers there supporting his business. A lot of familiar flat faces for him, so he knows people have been coming in. So, no, it was a successful night. Everyone had a good time. No one stayed there too late. We didn't mess the place up, so it was very good. Coming up this week, we haven't got anything for the first week. Second week, we'll just be back here at the sports club on both Saturday nights. And then our next event would be the Super Saturday.
Super Saturday, 26th?
6th of November. Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, let's go
We'll get
that.
Back to you on that.
Yeah, no, that's when it is. So Super Saturday basically is going to involve all the juniors and all the senior teams. And the idea is to all get back here on the Saturday night. We'll do like a big match reports night, give out some awards. So we'll get to have a bit of mingling between senior and juniors. Obviously, give a lot of praise to all the juniors who have won an award and done well in the day, and then same for the seniors. And then after that, there's going to be meals done here. So we'll have some meals and everyone will sort of hang around and have a bit of a social event on the Super Saturday. So we're really pushing them this year. We're probably going to have them maybe once a month or something like that and cover the last couple of games.
Yeah.
Just try and build up a bit more of a social aspect and vibe throughout the club, and probably try and merge the senior and junior clubs together a bit stronger, and it should be good this year, I think.
I think we're in a strong position to do that because quite a number of the dads play cricket for us. I'm keen to get more of the dads playing, actually.
Yeah, I think there's good opportunity for that.
Looking forward to that.
The other event coming up is Yobo Lotto.
Yep, that's correct.
Which is only a month away, I think. So keep tuned for that stuff. Bit like Bogan Bingo, just more set for cricketers, run by a cricketer himself. So that's open to junior and senior players,
yep,
parents, families, and that type of thing. So another thing to keep a lookout.
Definitely.
Sounds good. Okay, we're going to go to our continuing segment now. We started last week, and for those that haven't heard last week's show, I've asked the lads around the table to reflect on their top three ever Carrum cricket moments and their top three international cricket moments. So as we do it tonight, just remind us briefly of what you said last week and then go into number two. Dill, you're first up.
Number three for local last week was watching Polly and Jacko dominate at Boneo 2 or 3 years ago, I reckon.
Two years ago.
And the international one was going to Lords when I was visiting England last year as part of the cricket tour.
Okay, we're up to your number two.
Start with international. I think 2 summers ago when Australia beat England 5-0 and whitewashed them, that was good to watch. I haven't really thought about this much, but that was enjoyable.
Yeah, and we were at Melbourne Test match too, which was good. Yep.
So
that was even sweeter after they beat us in England as well, and we came back and did so well. And
smashed them. So that, in the recent international times has been one to remember. And after that, we haven't really had much success in this test, but I think we'll be right. Local. Probably Main Ridge for 3 or 4 years ago now, maybe. And Dad just came out, and I think from the first, second ball just went whack, and after 24 balls, he was on 76. So, batting alongside your younger brother, Corey Jarrod.
Yes, young Jezel.
They put on, I think, almost 100, I think, maybe 85, 90, and Dad got 76 of them. Jazz maybe only 8.
That's beautiful.
So it was just slapped them into the tennis courts. If people know Main Ridge's ground, into the tennis courts, into those bushes. 2 or 3 lost balls, I reckon. So that was pretty... Mum, that was probably one of the first games Mum actually ever watched Dad play. And she got there just as Dad walking out and just went bang.
Picked the right week.
So, yeah.
Beautiful deal.
Good to watch.
That's the nicest thing I've ever heard you say about me. That's lovely. One of my favourite moments too. Good on you, mate. Steve?
Okay, so last week, my number three for local cricket was the same as Dill, watching Pol and Jacko clean Boneo up. So my number two here was last year. I played in the fours last year against Sky or Carrum Downs. I can't even remember who it was. And Jason Bayliss and myself and Dave Hanna were the only adult cricketers in that game, and we managed to beat the opposition after they made 189, 190. So that was a pretty sweet moment with a lot of the boys that we've mentioned already this evening. The other moment that sticks out in that game was batting with Sammy Ridgeway, who was a student of mine at the time.
Wow.
And putting on 75 for his first game of senior cricket, and him getting off the mark by doing a nice little uppercut over gully purposely.
Nice.
So that was a pretty good moment, that one.
There wouldn't be many senior players that have played a senior game of cricket with a kid they teach in primary school.
I wouldn't think so.
No.
That's pretty special, isn't it?
So, and Sammy got out to an absolutely blinder of a catch in that game, and so it could have been an even better partnership as well.
Yeah, good stuff.
So international-wise, I spoke about Shane Warne's 700th wicket last week. This week I was thinking of the game, the semi-final in England for the World Cup when Australia and South Africa were playing off, and the game ended in a tie with Alan Donald getting run out, dropping his bat and all sorts of stuff. It was chaos. Yeah,
unbelievable.
But somehow we managed to run them out and tie the game and end up in the final and went on to win it.
Yep, Fleming rolled the ball down to Gilly.
That's right.
And Paul Rifle was in that team, and he was actually living locally at the time. There's that iconic photo that's got every player in it, just celebrating as the bars were taken off.
Yeah. It is, and you just sitting there watching that, you're given up, and then all of a sudden that happens. And it was, that was a pretty good game, that one.
Yeah, and the great Shane Keith Warne had a bit to do with that as well. He bowled a beautiful spell and turned the game around. Awesome. Iconic moments. Fantastic, Corey. Pressure on.
Yeah, I know. I'll see if I can keep it up. So last week I did my local moment was Greg Foster getting his first wicket for Carrum and then doing a handstand after taking the wicket. And then my international moment was my man Shane Watson getting Australia a big win in a one-day game where he made about 160. Just because I was there live, I picked that one. I'm doing the same this week. So
what, talking about Shane Watson again?
No, no, just going with games where I was actually there. So, I don't know, just because it gives you that, you remember that emotional feeling, I guess, it was linked to the game. But, yeah, so for my local one, I'll stick with the family theme and I'll go with last year, Sean, it might have been the year before, Sean made 100 at Baden Powell.
Yeah, 2 years ago.
Really good innings. So I hadn't witnessed him make 100 before that. I'd seen him go out a few times in the 80s.
Yeah, good knock.
So, yeah, I'll just put that as one of my highlights. Seeing your own brother get 100 is always a good thing to see.
I think he made 100 out of about 170 in that game too. So
He batted very well. Yeah. I mean, the rest of us sort of just kept falling around him, to be honest. But a few other times, he made 100 in the falls as a kid. I missed that one. He made 100 against Balnearing, and I missed that one. Yeah. And then I pretty much just made a habit of missing him make 100. So it was good to actually be there for that one. So that's my local moment, so good on him. My international moment was last year, so I managed to snag some tickets to the World Cup final between Australia and New Zealand.
Yeah,
And obviously got to see us win pretty convincingly over the New Zealanders, which was good to be there live. And we were right on the fence in the member section, so every time a New Zealand player ran out, we were literally sitting right next to him, could listen to what they were saying and that sort of thing. So. Yeah, it was quite interesting when New Zealand, I think, lost a wicket really early. McCullum went out on the third ball or something, and he had a few choice words to say as he was coming off, and the Australian supporters were getting into him, which was really good. So that was a highlight for me. So that's number two. That's my ones for this week.
Mitchell. He didn't last long after that either, that third ball. He was gone soon.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Mitchell Stark put one through McCullum, didn't he?
Correct. Yeah,
that was same over, I reckon.
Yeah, there was a couple of real quick ones coming from Mitch Stark in that over.
Yeah.
So, Mitchie Stark, what did he end up with? 2 for 20 off 8 overs. Pretty handy bowling. 2.5 and over.
You've committed that to memory, haven't you?
Might be using the Google machine there. Yeah. It's the arts of radio, though. You wouldn't know.
Dylan and I were lucky enough to beat that game. So, it was a good occasion. They were just on top all day, weren't they?
Correct, in that game. Yep, absolutely.
Back to me. So, last week, my international moment was Jeff Thompson and his sand shoe crusher to Tony Gregg. I've just got these sort of iconic moments and pictures in my mind, and I'm going to go for number two as the Gadding ball. I'm a big Shane Warne fan because I understand how hard it is to bowl spin, and especially leg spin, and he was just a genius. And to do that with your first ball in England, you know, sort of a big ride up before he bowled, and then he just produces that absolute jaffer. So that's my second moment. That will always live with me, just seeing that. And I love watching it. I love watching it back.
Gets played a lot, doesn't it?
Because it's just a classic leg spinner. It dips, it drifts in, and then it just rips and just clips his off bail.
Beautiful. Love looking at Gadding's face after that happens. Just the surprise and the...
Well, yeah, good point, Steve, because I have read things where the rest of the England players and officials were upset with Gadding about the... And then he kind of walked 20 metres and looked around, and he just kind of added to the mystery and the wizardry. Yeah. He probably just needed to get off, I reckon.
Just those wide eyes and the surprise at what just happened.
Yeah.
Love watching that.
It's just before tea too, wasn't it? Or something, the end of the day's play.
And I suppose if any of us faced that ball, we'd probably have that sort of look on our face too.
Yeah.
Now, local, I'm actually going to keep with the family here, but not my family. I'm going to go with the Foster family. 2020 game, I think, last year. Corey Foster smashes a huge six. We're on that oval down at Bellon Park.
Oh, yeah. At the back. Yep.
And initial euphoria because we're in a winning position and this is going to be six. And then realising that the ball's tracking straight at Corey's mum, Jill's head.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking this could be sort of triumph to disaster in the sake of one hit. And then out of nowhere, a claw reaches in front of Jill's head and catches the ball in one mitt, bang, straight in, sweep. And it was Corey's dad, Greg, actually taking the catch. Yeah. And I just thought, what, you know, what a beautiful local cricket moment that the sort of boy hits six, whoops, it's going to hit mum in the head.
Yep.
And Greg actually is quite a solid fielder when the ball is hit at him.
Yeah, no, he goes all right.
And I just think that's hysterical that dad saved mum's face when Corey smashed the ball for six straight out. So it's good all round, yeah.
No, that was quite funny.
Good story. So that's just a single moment that stuck in my mind. So there you go. Now, I bet out in Radio Land you're all wondering what our number ones are going to be. Right now I'm wondering what my number one's going to be. Yeah.
Same.
Been making it up as we go a bit. But, hopefully it's good radio. That's about it for the show. Any committee news?
Not really. No. Everything's sort of just bubbling along. No updates for this week, really. We've got a couple of new sponsor signs put out around the ground this week. If you're walking around Roy Door with the dog or something, you'll notice Levy Electrical and Mitchell Torre signs have been erected.
Yes.
We've got a couple more signs coming in. There's going to be a welcome sign out the front, welcoming new players or anything like that. So, a couple of things are happening, but it's all about cricket now. Yeah. Now that the cricket season's here, we're just about winning games. So let's make that happen.
Absolutely. And Steve, what about the social media site? The website and the Facebook page are looking pretty good.
Yeah,
so how do people get onto that stuff?
So get onto Carrum Cricket Club. So fixtures, news, player updates, coaches updates, sponsorship news, all that type of stuff.
Player profiles?
Eventually, that's the plan. Nice. Just got to get them up and going at the moment. So we're pretty successful on social media at the moment. We've built the numbers watching us really well. So sponsors should be happy, hopefully.
Oh, yes.
This week, sponsored by Levy Electrical. Next week, there will be another sponsor for the round. So keep it going and, get on there to look at our news.
And our social media stuff is looking very, very professional. So well done to you, Steve.
Very good job.
Imagine how good you'd be at this if you didn't have a daytime job.
It'd be nice.
Yeah.
I do enjoy playing with Photoshop to make all the pictures and everything.
No, it's looking good.
Shame it doesn't pay the bills. Shout outs. Dil?
Good luck to all juniors playing at the moment. Looks like they're all having fun out there in their new yellow tops. Juniors tomorrow and Sunday, good luck. Winning isn't everything, but having fun, and if you can, try and win. Be a good start. That's about it for me. Good luck to senior players as well. Let's try and get a win over the next couple of weeks.
Good stuff, Dil. Eloquent as always. Good stuff. Steve?
I'll say the same thing. Good luck to the juniors. Sitting here watching the under-10s, probably six of them are in my class during the week, which is nice to see. So we have a good chat each day about cricket at the moment, which is nice.
And
good luck to them and good luck to the boys this weekend. Let's get three wins and have a good night up here.
And did you tell your class today that you've been selected in the ones? Did that just come up on blackboard notes or something? Or?
No.
Well, you can go out and tell them in a minute. You got to brag. Brag all you can, Steve.
That's it.
Yeah, it won't last too long.
You'll be right, mate. Get another four-for like you did that day at Flinders and you'll be cementing your spot there for sure.
You've got some good past form in the ones. Good stuff.
My shout-outs?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll do two. So first one can go to Jake DeArchery because he just messaged me asking how to listen. So hopefully you've worked it out by now.
Is that just a general thing or is he talking about the radio show?
The radio show, yeah. No, not in general. I think he's a good listener. Jakey DeArchery can have a shout-out. Second shout-out can be to Benny Kinder. Good luck in the twos after rocketing up from the fourth 11. No one managed to get food poisoning from the snags last night, so it's a green light for you, mate. Hope you get a few runs and do roll.
I did have the burger, though. My tummy's been a bit funny today.
Oh, maybe you could be a chance to get slipped down the threes, mate. No, I survived. I had a burger.
Shout-out to my family. Shout-out to Marcus and all the other shows on Radio Carrum. Radio Carrum's going gangbusters. Ooh. Just keeps going from strength to strength. And shout out to everyone that plays cricket, but particularly the 33 that are representing our club today.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow, this round.
There's a couple out there today.
Yes. Very proud of the 33 that are taking the field tomorrow, and a lot of opportunity, big opportunity this weekend. So cricket's a great game. We'll have a great weekend. thank you for listening. Thanks, Marcus, for producing. Cheers, everyone.
See you guys.